Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. Excuse me. I bring you a greeting to the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. And Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers and junior deacons and junior trustees and training them in the fear of the Lord and treating them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, because I never want our church to get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah. Talk Radio. Y'all already have some church, for those of you that brought your Bibles. It is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal and the robbers can't take and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention for just a little while early this morning to the book of Judges, the Old Testament, the book of Judges, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 17th verse, Judges 13 and 17. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as such. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is your name? That when thy sayings come true, we can honor thee. And the angel said, why asketh my name, seeing it is a secret? That's the King James Version of the Bible. If you will, please listen to another version from the International Version of the Bible. And it says, then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, what is your name? So we can honor you when your words come true. And the angel of the Lord said, why do you ask my name when it's beyond your understanding? Somebody said, There's another version called the Reverend Dr. Deborah Willis Version, and we will share that at the end of the text. Let's have church. If you will, please. From the book of Judges, the 13th chapter and 17th and 18th verse, I want to use for a subject this morning, why won't he answer me? Why won't he answer me? Look at somebody early this morning. If you have anyone with you, then just look in the mirror at yourself and ask yourself the same question. Why won't he answer me? If you will, please allow me to set this up, and I'm going to preach in a minute, but we all know the story of Samson, one of the strongest men ever known to mankind. And Manoah, his father, experienced something every child of God will go through if you stay on the battlefield long enough. I believe I'll say that one more time. If you stay with God long enough, you too will be able to testify that God will not answer you when you want him to. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But there is a time and a season for all things. But most of us are more familiar with the talking part than we are with the silent part. But you see, Manoah wanted to know the man's name, first of all, because in those days, in that particular dispensation, if you knew the name, you could control the situation. If you knew the name of your blessing or the name of your miracle, then you were in control and could say, I knew about it, and take the credit for it. I'm going to preach in a minute. I'm going somewhere with this. That's why That's why the first thing they asked of the blind man when Jesus opened his eyes is, who was the person that opened your eyes? And the blind man said, I didn't know, because he didn't know it was Jesus. All he knew, he once was blind, and now he can see. I need to pray in church this morning, uh-huh. That's why whenever you do demonic extractions, y'all do cast out devils on the Block Talk Radio, don't you? Uh-huh. Or just in case any devils stop by, you need to know the name. Because once you know the name, you are able to take authority over them and control them, and it doesn't take all night standing over somebody repeating the blood of Jesus. Oh, I feel churchy this morning. Excuse me, that's another message. But this morning, this message is one that we all need to deal with, because I believe somebody under the sound of my voice is waiting on God for an answer right now. And you have said to yourself, why won't he answer me? My dear brothers and my sisters, as we begin to dissect this text, you will agree in this Christian journey, nothing can be more frustrating to a child of God than to have a question with no answer. Can I get a witness? Uh-huh. You would also agree that not by telephone, not by letter, not by two or three witnesses, but standing right in your face, I ask you a question as simple as, what is your name, and you don't answer me, can be quite disturbing. I just need another witness in here. Uh-huh. Well, I also stop by to tell you, we all have been there. Uh-huh. You and I have been ignored before. Can I get a witness? We've been entangled with people that can talk when they want to talk. Mm-hmm. When they need to stop talking, that's when they want to tell everything. Can I get a witness? I ought to put a quarter in the meter right there. Their name. They want to tell you their name, their mama's name, their social security, all their business, yours too. And after all of that, guess what? We survived. Oh, when God stops talking. Mm-hmm. When God stops talking. I'm not talking about E.F. Hutton. I'm talking about God. When God stops talking, when I go to God with a question and God does not answer me, then it proves me by the power invested in me by the baptism of the Holy Ghost to ask the question this morning, why won't he answer me? I need your prayers this morning, knowing that his ear is not too heavy that he can't hear my prayer, and his arm's not too short that he can't touch the infirmities of his children, and knowing I'm not expecting an answer to the question like, how's the weather today? Oh, God, can you tell me who's talking about me today? Oh, God, will I be the next chairman of the board next year again? Come on, somebody. You and I are asking questions to God. What do you want me to do with my life? Mm-hmm. Questions like, God, why am I here? Questions like, God, how do you want me to use the gift that you gave me in the kingdom of God? Questions that will change your life and lead you in the right direction towards heaven. Somebody say amen right there. Uh-huh. And yet, as close as we are to God, and it seems like we can almost feel the answer, we can almost smell the answer, and God doesn't answer you or I. If I had somebody in here that would tell the truth early this morning, anybody that's under the sound of my voice, you may be mad with God right now because he will not answer you. Mm-hmm. And though he heard you, mm-hmm, he heard you say, God, if you answer me, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. If you answer me, I'll never turn my back on you. If you answer me, I'll give you everything I have. And what we don't realize is that that very moment we said that we redefined what faith is. Or I feel like teaching right here for faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is not having the answer and then moving. Mm-hmm. Faith is moving without the answer, for the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I told you I'm going to preach in a minute. No doubt the hidden lesson for Manoah was to move and take God at his word without seeing it, without knowing it, and certainly without knowing the messenger's name. Mm-hmm. However, because we're only human, We get anxious and we get frustrated sometimes, especially when we're not in charge. I believe I would say that one more time. We get anxious and we get frustrated, especially when we're not in charge. For the Bible clearly states, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God. How many know he may not come when you want him? Or when you think he should be there according to your time clock, but he's always on time. Oh, let me stop playing with y'all early this morning. Let's look at the text. Well, we find in the 13th chapter of the book of Judges that the people of God once again done evil in his sight. That for 40 years they had been subjected to the Philistines. But after a while, after a while, by and by, God spoke a word, and the word was that he was going to send a deliverer. That's what I like about God. Just because you're going through now doesn't mean you're going to go through later. Just because you're struggling now doesn't mean you're going to struggle later. Just because you're crying now doesn't mean you're going to cry later. For the Bible declares weeping may endure for the night. Somebody said joy. Cometh in the morning. God made up in his mind that he was going to send a deliverer, and he goes down and finds a woman who had been barren and childless, a woman unable to produce a child. And in this particular dispensation, a woman's work was wrapped up in her ability to produce a child, especially a male child. But that alone tells me more about the character of God. For God doesn't pick somebody everybody else knows. Y'all better say amen right there. God doesn't pick somebody everybody expects to be picked. Do you hear me this morning? But what God does is that he finds him a woman whose name nobody knows. I like the God I serve. Who is the least expected candidate. And sends an angel to tell her that God is about to smile on you. God is about to open your womb and drop a blessing on you. And the angel of the Lord said, but I've got some instructions for you. Somebody say instructions. Oh, you all know the story. The angel said, don't drink any strong drink. Don't eat any unclean thing. Do all that I have commanded unto you. The bottom line is you've got to be holy, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit of God in order to receive this blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. But the Bible clearly states that the angel of the Lord talked to the woman, and her husband was nowhere around. So when she got the word, of course, she would share with her husband. I believe we ought to put a quarter in the meter right there. I believe I ought to say that one more time. She would share with her husband. You know we've got to do that, girls. If not, we make God a liar. Am I right about it? But it's a due fact that God had to put Adam to sleep. And when he woke up, he said these words. He said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Didn't he say so? But what I like about God is the particular place he took the bone from. But it's a due fact that God didn't pick the bone from Adam's head, but he didn't want us over, man. Y'all better holler. I see you online. It's a due fact that God didn't pick the bone from Adam's feet, but he didn't want us to be under man. It's a due fact that God didn't take the bone from Adam's back, but he didn't want us to be behind man. Or somebody in here ought to say, preach it, girl. But if I can get a witness in here, somebody say equality. But my God is a God of equality, and the bone came from the side of man to symbolize equality. And the same God that uses man uses woman also. Somebody say glory. Oh, yeah, that bone came from near his heart. But it's a due fact that we ought to be loved by man. That bone came from under his arm, for it is a due fact that we are to be protected by man. Oh, I got to move this train. I'm going to leave that alone right now. So Manoah's wife had to tell her husband, I've got a word from the Lord. It was her duty. It was her responsibility. But the Bible says Manoah wasn't satisfied. They didn't argue about it. They didn't go to divorce court about it. They didn't fall out about it. One didn't sleep in one bed and one didn't sleep in the other bed. They didn't walk around for weeks and not say anything to each other. But the Bible said they begin to pray. How many know a family that prays together, stays together? And Manoah said, Lord, the man you sent to my wife, send him back again. And because he is a right now God and he does everything decently and in order, guess what? Blocked off family, my God, sent the angel back again. Oh, yes, he did. Manoah asked the question, and the angel said, I've already told her the meaning. I spoke to your wife. Oh, Manoah, I'm going to leave that alone, still wasn't satisfied. But you see, he's not in charge. So he asked, what is your name? Mm-hmm. And the angel says, it's not necessary that you know my name. It's a secret. Is over your head. You won't understand it anyway. In other words, for your ways is not like the Lord's ways, and your thoughts are not like his. Ah, church, y'all don't hear me this morning. Manoah still wasn't satisfied. Mm-hmm. And so he said, let me prepare a goat for thee. And the angel of the Lord said, I know you're a praying man, and you ask the Lord a question, and he won't answer you. I know you can detain me. Do you hear me, church? The angel told the praying man, I know you can detain me. Good God Almighty. You can detain me by the power of prayer. For prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith will unlock the doors. But if you really want to know why God won't answer you, don't prepare nothing for me. Prepare your sacrifice unto the Lord. Oh, I wish I had a praying church this morning. The lesson that the Lord would have us learn from this story this morning to the question of why won't he answer me is number one. Somebody say one. Mm-hmm. Manoah isn't the only one God didn't answer. But you all know the story and the great missionary, Apostle Paul, when he prayed and asked the Lord to remove the thorn in his flesh, not one time, not two times, but three times. And God did not answer, but his answer to his mind by saying, my grace is sufficient. Good God Almighty. And if you're wondering why God won't answer you this morning, I stopped by early this morning to tell you that he told me to tell you his grace is sufficient. I feel like preaching now. Number two, somebody say two. The lesson the Lord would have us learn this morning, just like Manoah, we like to fill in the blank. You see, Manoah wasn't satisfied. He wanted to know the angel's name. And then he wanted to fix a sacrifice. The bottom line, Manoah wanted to fill in the what, why, when, and the where. And if you were wondering why God won't answer you, he told me to tell you early this morning, stop trying to fill in the blanks. But the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not get tired. They shall walk and not faint. Mm-hmm. But you see, my God, he doesn't just have hindsight or just insight, but he has foresight, and he knows what's going to happen down the road. Somebody say number three. I'm going to be finished in a minute. The lesson the Lord would have us learn this morning. You see, when Manoah couldn't get what he wanted, or he couldn't be in charge, when he couldn't make any sense about the miracles of the birth of his son, when he couldn't get the messenger's name, what Manoah did is what God wants you and I to do when we get to the point in our life when we have to ask the question, why won't he answer me? You prepare a sacrifice to pray. Mm-hmm. You see, Manoah didn't know he was an angel until he prayed, and he saw it in the fire. And sure enough, when you and I can't get an answer from God, God got you just where he wants you, down on your bended knees. When he doesn't answer you, you will pray. Can I get a witness? When he doesn't answer you, you will fast. Can I get a witness in here? When he won't answer you, you will come to church. Can I get a witness? Or when God won't answer you, every time the church door opens, you will be in the church trying to get an answer from God. He's got you just where he wants you. Somebody say amen. As I go to my seat early this morning, I submit to you, after you've learned how to wait, after you learn how to suffer, after you have learned how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, God will answer you. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, while you're waiting on God, don't try to figure it out, for God has already worked it out. For when the praises go up, the blessings will come down. Samson was born, and he was one of the strongest men known to mankind. And God was true to his word and came through with promise. Not when Manoah wanted it, but according to the words of the Lord, and valuable lessons for you and I was learned that when we can't get an answer from God, and when we get to the point in our life that we say, why won't he answer me? God will show up just on time. My virgin, I promise you this morning, you don't need to know my name to do the will of God, just to be obedient and move when God's servant says move. Mm-hmm. And there's some answers you will also receive, and then there's some you will never receive until the day you die. And that is that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Maybe there's one here today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I introduce to some and present to others. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Come on, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Save my soul. Come into my life and become my personal God and my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you believe what you said and said what you meant, you're going to have to do some work because God has already did it. You're going to have to find a church that's not only preaching the Word of God, but also practicing the Word of God. And remember, there's no perfect church, and there's no perfect pastor, male or female. And if it was perfect, when you arrived, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But you stay there and learn the Word of God that your soul may grow thereby so you can find the assignment that God has assigned to your life, and you work while it's day, for when the night cometh, no man can work. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher, and may the God I serve bless you this morning.